This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
What did you just say?
Good evening.
I went to the ESPN, well, not the ESPN, it's the Apple weather app. This is your ESPN Radio 3-Day Forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn.
Well, you're just all looking at Disney.
Disney Plus?
Yeah, what is up with that? Why can't I figure that out?
What's there to figure out? Have you tried to figure it out?
Why is it so exciting?
Very good question. No, Derek. Very good leadoff question there from Derek.
Well, we'll get into this.
An 100% chance of snow for like 20 minutes just popped up on my 15-minute weather report. So like literally from 5:45 to 6, it says there's an 100% chance of snow and then it goes away at 6.
Seriously?
I won't have it. 15 minutes of snow, maybe, kind of.
That's, no.
Right now it's 26. Tomorrow's going to be 38 and sunny. Friday, 40 and sunny. Saturday, 41 and sunny. Getting down to 15 tonight with a 15-minute snow shower, likely. ESPN Radio.
I'll be practicing hoop. Hoops. Hoop. Oh, yeah, this is the song that means something, but I didn't know that it meant something. Because I'm old.
What is it? I can't.
Cake by the Ocean.
Oh,
yeah. You guys had to fill me in on that one day.
Sure.
Old blonde working with young people. You learn a lot. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper.
I like cake.
Tay, right? He's Piper. Trevor Valise is here. Alec is here. He's doing some homework for us regarding Indiana and Minnesota next year in football. And we'll tell you why. Because Ken agreed with me. And we are going to talk about next year's Illinois football team, even though we shouldn't be looking ahead. We should be living in the moment. But since we're living in the moment and it feels so good, I want to...
This is payback for looking ahead by doing a mock coaching candidate.
It is.
Draft.
Yeah.
Now we'll look ahead in the opposite direction.
See? So Lovie and the coaching staff over there should be sitting there going, you guys should do this. You owe us this. I don't think they care. But anyway, that's what we're going to do. All right, before we get to that, why the big 10 million people subscribers to Disney Channel? Is Disney Channel that big of a deal?
Part of the reason is Disney recently acquired 20th Century Fox, which means they have stuff like The Simpsons now.
Oh!
And they also, obviously, within the last decade, have acquired Star Wars and Marvel.
Okay, that explains
With the Disney content not only being Hannah Montana and The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and all those shows.
Hannah Montana, man.
Well, she's a little... crazy now, but
right, but back in the day that was a good show.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I didn't know where you were going with that. But now Disney Plus has all that stuff. Any deep cut Disney movie back to 1940, like Bam, like anything.
Wow.
Snow White, all that stuff. And then on top of that, they have all the Star Wars movies, all the extra Star Wars shows and stuff. And then they have all the Marvel movies, all the Avengers stuff.
That makes sense.
Spider-Man, all that stuff. So it's like just a crap ton of content that just all of a sudden dropped.
Do they have Wonder Twin Powers activate? What was that? Was that DC United?
I have no idea.
That was Aquaman.
Well, that's DC, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was better.
Okay.
That was better. Better than, what would be the rival to that?
To DC, it was Marvel.
Marvel, yeah. Okay. Give me the Wonder Twins any day. Do you even know who that is?
No idea.
Okay. I started watching a Herbie Fully Loaded last night on Disney Plus.
Really?
The car that has a mind of its own.
Okay. The Wonder Twins.
The Muppets are on there.
Oh, well, that'd be cool. The two old dudes.
Every Simpsons ever is on there.
The two old dudes are hilarious on the Muppets.
The Peanut Gallery.
The Wonder Twins were a brother, sister. They were twins. And the funny thing is they would
they're superheroes?
Yeah, they could turn into whatever. And the dude would always...
Pretty generic power.
Yeah. So the girl, all of a sudden they would be like, they'd punch hands and they'd be like, Wonder Twin Powers activate. And the girl would be like, in the form of a cheetah. And the guy would be like, in the form of water. And so somehow they would use that combination to solve whatever.
I see, yeah.
Wonder Twins were the best, man.
Wow. So
359-2255. Tell me there's another Wonder Twin Power out there. Yes, Alec.
Okay, so one of my roommates bought us all Disney Plus to share in our, pod or whatever. That's what we call it. And let me tell you what, Disney Plus is absolutely electric.
Really?
It's so good. There's so many shows, movies, everything on there. If you have kids that are, younger, it's 100% worth it.
Okay. But this is something you have to get on your phone?
No, it's a streaming service, and it's only $6.99 a month. It's amazing. We've been watching it for the last, 24 hours.
So it's for shows that I've already seen, essentially.
Well, they're making originals, like The Mandalorian is a new Star Wars show that debuted last night.
But, every Star Wars movie is on there. It's unbelievable what they did for it. It's going to kill Netflix, I think.
You guys need to be studying, Alec.
Personally, I watched
Kim Possible last night.
You watched what?
Kim Possible, huh? I loved that show.
Really?
Yeah. Call Me, Beat Me.
Okay. Now you're over my head.
Okay.
Now you're over my head with this stuff. All right. Let's talk Illinois football, shall we?
Twins.
Here's what we... No, it's not. Here's what we looked at. So already, I'm so geeked up about this year, Derek, that I want to look ahead to next season.
Well, it's a bye week.
It's a bye week. It's
fair. Let's figure it out.
It's a perfect time to do it. Next week, we'll get nitty-gritty with Iowa. And this week, we're going to get nitty-gritty with 2020. So this was kind of the year we looked ahead and thought, all right, even if this year doesn't go well, next year could be the year. Because, like, seniors next year were kids that Lovie Smith played as freshmen. You remember all that every week. Oh, Illinois is the youngest school in America. And we basically heard that for 2 years. And now these kids are juniors. Now they're getting it done. They're 6-4. So I started thinking of this the other day, and I'm like, who does Illinois lose next year? So on offense.
They lose the Wonder Twins.
They lose the Wonder Twins, right. Corbin and Brown. So they lose the two running backs. That's what we're going to call them.
Who's the cheetah and who's the water? I'm stuck on this. Why would he pick the water?
Yeah, how does that help the cheetah?
If she gets thirsty, then...
We always wondered that, too,
okay.
Derek.
My bad.
We always wondered that.
I'll
so,
move on.
No, you're going to have to just watch him one time to realize. But we always thought the same thing. Like, why is he water? Sometimes he'd be an ice cube. And you're like, what does that do? What is that going to help in the superpower? So Pettibon would be gone off the offensive line. Who replaces him? Is that Lowe? Or is Verdarian Lowe?
Verdarian Lowe's already in. Vertus Brown.
Vertus
maybe.
Brown.
Yeah, there you go.
So
Kramer,
Brown.
Paul Chesky, Kendrick Green, Lowe, and Vertus Brown.
And Vertus Brown. So automatically you've got to fill in already for Pettibon. Then Corbin and Brown, of course, at that running back position, you've got a bunch of guys. Ja'Cari Norwood. You've got
Javon Bonner. None of them are really proven,
That's true.
Because Epstein gets hurt.
Yeah.
Bonner hasn't seen a ton of time. He's been pretty good.
Epstein.
Reggie Love coming in.
Reggie Love.
That's right.
And then you've got your Cumbie, who's really fast, although he was kind of a wide out
more of
a
slot.
And then Kenyon Sims, although he was also more of a slot.
So that could theoretically, that has not been a problem for Illinois in a long time, that running back spot. And they still have a lot of depth. But when you look at it, you could look ahead to next year and say, all right, that could be a little bit of a problem. Now, if Mike Epstein does a little bit of a Dre Brown reenactment and comes back and he's healthy finally, I mean, Epstein has shown when
really
he's
good.
Healthy, he's really good. He averages like 7 yards a carry.
Also, if Isaiah Williams is your quarterback, you're adding a runner.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. Although I would assume at this point you'd still be excited to have Brandon Peters,
yeah,
right?
I just mean he's kind of a...
But that's fair.
Speed athlete.
Okay, so really as you look at this offense next year, you add Luke Ford to Daniel Barker, so you add another receiver in that. You get Ricky Smalling back, right? You get Navarro back.
Trayvon Sidney
would be back.
Bay.
Casey Washington another year.
That's true. And this is assuming that none of these guys, like let's assuming Bay doesn't go pro, et cetera.
All your wideouts.
Or Palchuski or whatever. So all your wideouts except Caleb Reams are back.
Mm-hmm.
And you add Luke Ford to that offense. So you're only losing Pettibon, which Vertus Brown would replace on paper is what we're assuming. And then Corbin and Brown, then you just got to hope that Mike Epstein stays healthy. Again, you got Ja'Cari Norwood, you got Rayvon Bonner, Reggie Love. We'll see what he can do as a freshman, but that would be tough. So really on that side of the ball, you basically are, you've got your covered, basically. So on defense, you would lose Dale Harding. Now Dale Harding has 120 plus tackles. So that is a big hole to fill. You have Kalen Tolson that could play that spot. Who's the kid that at the start of the year we thought, was it Kalen Tolson we thought was going to be
Well, don't forget you got Shimon Cooper, too.
Well, and Shimon Cooper that comes in. So next year you would have Jake Hansen.
Milo Eifler's back. And then you'd have that third spot that would have been filled by Dele that you'd have to kind of audition Tolson, DeGroote. I don't know if he's in that competition, but he played well last week.
Yeah.
And then Cooper.
Shimon Cooper.
Unless you add somebody.
Okay, I guess you could maybe add a transfer or a JUCO at linebacker. And then you would lose Stanley Green, who I really like as a safety. Stanley Green has started to play a lot better. But you would lose the safety, but yet I think you can fill that in, right? I mean, you've already got guys.
A weird one for me has been Quan Martin.
Yeah.
Because he played so well last year as a freshman, and he is, like, buried on that depth chart this year. I mean, he was only coming in as, like, a third-string safety.
So they're trying him at safety, or did they try him? I thought they tried him at cornerback to start the year opposite Nate Hobbs.
Well, they did, because Beeson obviously goes out with the injury.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Get Beeson back.
Oh,
I assume that then he would shift back to safety. I'm just saying that was the guy that you were kind of relying on this year, and you just haven't gotten that from him.
And your other Sidney Brown will be back at safety.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Quan Martin.
And don't forget his brother.
Oh, that's right.
Is a running back as well.
That's right.
Chase Brown.
So really on the defensive side, you only lose two guys. And you
gain Beeson.
You gain Beeson. You've got your, well, now I say that. Hold on. Defensive line.
Jamal Milan is a big one. Tymaire Oliver is also in there.
Kenyon Jackson. So you lose, that was my bad. All of a sudden I just kind of blew past the defensive line.
Jamal Woods has been good, but he's just so constantly hurt.
So is he gone after this year as well?
I don't think so, but I'm just saying he hasn't hardly been a factor because he just gets hurt so often.
Right.
Unfortunately.
You've got good depth at defensive line. Owen Carney, Isaiah Gay.
I need Calvin Avery to really step up as a junior.
Yep. No doubt. I could see that being a position where they go after a couple of JUCOs. I don't think there's any doubt.
Like a Jamel President type.
Yeah, exactly.
Todd Ward.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
Man, that'd be
you can't just pull one of those out of nowhere, but.
That'd be fantastic if you could do that. So really defensively, you got to shore up that defensive line. You got your middle linebacker, Daley Harding, who leads you in tackles and has been all everything this year. Might be first team all Big Ten. We'll see on that. And then, of course, the safety and Stanley Green. So
I wouldn't be worried about the secondary.
Okay,
Hobbs
agree.
And adding Beeson into that mix.
I think Harding is a big miss. Obviously, you'll miss him.
Yeah, but in terms of the cornerbacks and safeties, I wouldn't be terribly concerned about that.
And Jamal Milan. You said it, Derek. That kid.
Jeremy said he's the best defensive tackle in the Big Ten West.
Oh, my.
And I tend to agree with him based on the stats.
He has been unreal this year. Unreal this year. So, but you look at that defense and you feel like you can, you got a lot of guys on that defensive line you try to replace them with. You got Akpalo, right? That kid.
Yeah, Moses Akpalo.
Akpalo. You got Keith Randolph Jr. Yep. would be another guy. So you've got guys, you got bodies.
Randolph
now,
is one of those guys that's played in three games, I think.
Okay.
So it'd be interesting to monitor whether or not they put him in a fourth, because then that decides whether or not he's going to. You know, he's got one more game of wiggle room left before this year would count for him.
Who were we talking about the other day, Trevor, you and I, about using him?
Well, we were talking about...
Was it Cumbie? Kyren Cumbie?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because you had mentioned that Jordan Holmes is now out with an injury, and he was your punt returner, and Cumbie's been in 2 of 4, so you were thinking maybe you throw him out there for 2 more because it won't count against him.
Yeah.
There's only 2 games left now, and you have no depth on that punt return.
Now, what if you play in a bowl game? Is that your fifth game and you're out?
Good
I would
question.
Assume. I don't know that.
That's
I don't
a really
know that
good
answer.
Question.
Let's assume that would be your fifth game. But I bet they don't count.
Don't
it doesn't
know.
Matter. I mean, we sit here and debate it. And we don't
I
know.
I think they let people who are redshirting and stuff practice with the team in bowl practices. So I don't know if that counts. That's a good question.
So, I mean, I would almost use Kyren Cumbie as my return man if you trust him, right? I mean, obviously. You don't just throw a kid in that really hasn't done much for you all year and say, hey, go return kicks now that we need guys like that to do that. So we'll see on Kyren Cumbie, but again, he could play 2 more games, Derek, and still redshirt. So we'll see on that. But really, when you look at it, so your special teams, Blake Hayes is back, James McCourt is back, and I mean, you look at this team, you got a lot back.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that's exciting.
It is, definitely. And you look at the schedule early on, as we're going to get into here, a chance to really carry over momentum if you can finish strong. And I think that we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think winning a bowl game would mean a lot for this program heading into the offseason, not only for recruiting and maybe bringing in some late adds, whether that be transfer, JUCO, or maybe some late signees, a freshman, or can you flip somebody?
Yeah, that's
true. Not saying you're going to flip Mookie Cooper, but there are some of those late. So
bowl game does count, by the way.
Oh, it does count. Okay, thank you. Okay. Doyle, that's another kid, a linebacker, right?
Doyle, four-star linebacker.
He originally committed to Missouri.
And then Tennessee, right?
Was it Tennessee or Texas Tech, I think? I think it was Texas, yeah. So he's one of those guys that you hope to flip back to Illinois, so we'll see what happens on that. All right, let's go to the schedule now. And this schedule sets up. Now, we just talked about how you're losing basically 5 guys, 3 off offense, 2 off defense. And you got a lot of guys back, a lot of seniors next year. Brandon Peters is old. Bebe is old. You know, old for their...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Veterans.
They're not me. But they're old for their position.
Four starters on the offensive line.
Right.
Like the receiving core. Running back's a question mark for sure. Especially if Epstein can't stay healthy.
Mm.
Brandon Peters, quickly before we get to the schedule, where's your confidence? 1 through 10, where's your confidence in him right now?
You mean for next year?
It's a good question.
Just in terms of what you have right now, and then, yeah, knowing or assuming that he's your guy going into next year.
That's tough.
I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident, and here's what I mean by this. If next year Isaiah Williams is your starting quarterback, then I know he has surpassed what I've seen out of Brandon Peters this year. And Brandon Peters hasn't been bad at all, right?
Unlike 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Or
right.
C.J.
And this
Dixon
was only his
13th
start, too,
yeah.
So it's not like he's been a veteran starting quarterback.
I think you could do worse. I think you could
agree with definitely
that.
Could.
But I still feel at that like Tanner Morgan level with him where he has some really good games and some really good moments, and then he also has some really horrible throws. And mostly what bothers me about him, I'd say, is just his lack of awareness and sense of like pocket protection. When guys, you know, it's so many blindside sacks he's had this year, and I know some of that isn't his fault. But he doesn't seem to have great awareness to get rid of the ball. Now, he's actually pretty mobile compared to, like, a Wes Lunt or something like that who would just fold in the pocket. But he doesn't – he seems like he really, really wants to make the magical play, especially when he's starting to get hit. And a few times he has, so I guess credit to him for that. But there are moments where he goes down on a 2nd and 6 and suddenly it's 3rd and 14, and you kind of just wish that he rolled out to his right and threw the ball away. He seems to do a lot better when he has that room to work with rolling to the right than just standing statue in the pocket. So I'd like to see him improve on that. I don't know, because you have those moments like where you have 1st and goal against Michigan State and he throws that horrible fade interception.
Oh, that was brutal.
And I know that Bebe admitted that it was his fault on the route, but still.
No, not taking it. Not taking it.
You don't believe that?
Unless the route was a 2-yard hook.
Right. And he has enough moments to counter that. But I'd still like to see those moments lessened, and maybe that will come as he gets more starts.
That's fair.
To answer your question, I'd probably put it at like a 7.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like you go for 370 at Michigan State, 3 touchdowns. Yeah. You lead that last drive. You've earned some confidence. But really looking back on the last 5 games, that's really the only one that sticks out to me as Brandon Peters added confidence game.
He had less than 10 completions 4 straight games.
Yeah, but I do like – okay, I think there's something to say, though, in the crunch –
in the Wisconsin game.
Yeah, like Wisconsin on that last series.
Hey, Eastern Michigan, I know they lost the game, but that drive had several fourth downs that he converted to Baylor.
True. Now, Casey Washington made an unbelievable catch against Wisconsin. Daniel Barker coughed. I mean, you know, it was right in his hands, but he caught it, obviously. So
he's
a beautiful
good,
pass by
and
Peters.
You could do a lot worse.
Yes.
But I'd still put him at like 7 or 8 in the Big Ten in terms of quarterbacks right now.
So I'm confident knowing you've got him back, and if somebody on this roster like Isaiah or CJ beats him out, then I'm feeling really good. Because I'm thinking to myself, well, my goodness, then they're obviously pretty good. Somebody did say, do you think Isaiah stays if Brandon keeps the quarterback job?
I would assume so.
I hope. You know, I hope that's the case.
I mean, his guy is Corey, and Corey's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I don't know. I tend to assume so.
A 407 said the bowl game does count. You guys should know this. Sorry.
Well, we know it now.
Yeah, we do. I just apologized.
Thank you, Lon.
I apologize.
I need to write my apology letter to Lovey according to Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll start penning that.
Sorry.
We could do like a fake Jimmy Fallon sorry letter thing.
Let's do it.
He does thank you letters.
Let's do the schedule next. I'm turning this into a 2-segment thing, Trevor. And then we'll do around the world of Big Ten football to wrap it up. Wes and Leroy said Zan and Jana are the Wonder Twins who were part of the Super Friends. And a 217 said Zan can transform into any form of water. So this now makes sense.
Any form of water?
And Jana, whatever, can transform into any animal. So there
you
go.
I tend to favor one of those powers over the other quite heavily.
Come on, man. I was young and I was eating Pop-Tarts.
How many forms of water are there?
Well, that's a good point. There's ice and there's water. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a raindrop.
What's it going to rain on the enemy?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Snow.
Unleash a hurricane of rain. Yeah, there's snow. Look, I was eating Pop-Tarts and drinking Tang back in the day and watching Wonder Twin Powers and loving it. I think I even had one of their pajama things.
Wow.
No, it was Aquaman. Aquaman was always my – I had an Aquaman.
Another water guy.
Another water guy. This is weird. And I'm not a big – I want to be around water, but I'm not a guy that jumps in the water. All right, when we come back, let's look at this schedule for next year for Illinois because I think you're going to really like this, Illinois football bye week, so we're looking ahead. And Alec has done some research on Minnesota and Indiana, because those are a couple of toss-up games for the schedule next year, depending on what Illinois can win. And before we close out the show, around the world, a Big Ten football. It is the draw.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neyland Burwash in Savoy or drivechampagne.com.
I'm Diane Ducey visiting with Calvin with Crunch Fitness, and they are coming to Champaign in the old Toys R Us location. Miles of cardio, free weights, group fitness, tanning, and you said childcare too?
Yes, we do offer childcare. We got to make sure everybody has a chance to work out.
So the first 500 just pay a buck, and Thursday, November 14th is when we're going live with this offer. But at midnight on Thursday the 14th, you can visit crunchchampagne.com.
You can sign up using promo code CRUNCH500, $1 down.
And get in on this deal. CRUNCHCHAMPAGNE.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid November 14th through November 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
ESPN app. ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I have been on record somewhere. I know for sure on an ESPN Radio Sports Beat that I have zero issues with baseball teams stealing signs. I mean, if they're intelligent and focused enough to decipher hand signals and turn them into reliable, accurate pitch predictions, by all means, do it. However, doing it with technology is crossing the line. That's no longer using human attributes, like the brain, for instance. That's flat-out cheating and should land any team caught guilty of doing it in incredibly hot water. And that brings us to the Houston Astros. Former Astro pitcher, now Oakland Athletic pitcher, and before that, Detroit Tiger, Mike Fiers, told The Athletic that the Astros used a center field camera to swipe signs during their World Series run of 2017. Say what? Yeah, according to Fiers, the Astros used a video feed piped into a monitor near the dugout to decode signs and relay them to hitters during games. That's not cool. He says he's told his younger teammates since leaving Houston to just be aware they do this. Naturally, Major League Baseball is investigating. In 60 seconds, I need a time machine.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Tonight at 10 Eastern on CNBC, an all-new Back in the Game.
Remember Ryan Lochte? At age 34, he's having to pack up his medals, downsize his home, face a very uncertain future. That's where I come in. I'm Alex Rodriguez. Now that I'm retired, I want to give back by helping ex-athletes and entertainers that damaged their reputations and their finances and want to get back on their feet.
Why did you lie?
I didn't lie. Can Ryan rebuild his career and provide a stable life for his growing family?
Back in the Game, all-new tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Good for Saquon Barkley. The Giants tailback says the idea of shutting it down or pulling back on his playing time and touches because he's a little banged up is beyond him. He has zero desire to do it. But some say he should, and man, I hate this conversation. It's the same as that load management garbage we're seeing in the NBA. What I wouldn't give to grab a time machine or a DeLorean or whatever could fire me back to 1955 or 65 or even 95. What would Herschel Walker, Barry Sanders, Jim Brown have said if someone had suggested he should rest himself to protect himself for years down the road. The answer might have come with a fist. I know I sound like a grumpy old man right now, but in an era when pro athletes are making the kind of money that would make a mint jealous, earning it while not playing when you can play just seems ridiculous. With the ESPN Radio
Rick Cozad, CEO of Cozad Asset Management.
At Cozad Asset Management, we strive to build long-term relationships with our clients. Volatile markets can rattle even the most seasoned investors. Our approach of asset allocation, investment discipline, and patience, we believe, is the best practice for long-term investing. We're proud of our experienced staff, and we welcome the opportunity to visit with you further. Thanks, and go Illini!
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
He just got a new Twitter, Matthew McConaughey. He'd never been on Twitter before.
Is he the coolest dude in America?
He teaches a film class at Texas, and I got to be honest, I'd kind of like to drop out of U of I and enroll in Texas just so I could be in his film class.
I think it'd be cool.
Not for the reason most of the females in the class want to be in there. I'd legitimately just want to learn about movies with him.
I think that'd be awesome. I know that's something you're interested in studying, movies.
So he has one tweet ever, okay?
This is a tweet. And how many likes does it have?
28,000. You give Pete Carroll a glass of water, he turns it into a lake and goes skiing. That's his only tweet.
As he sips scotch and drives his Cadillac.
He does some weird commercials, I'll say that.
I will
say that he's kind of become corporate, which I don't like.
Right.
There's a little bit of the PJ Fleck thing, right, where now he's in the car ads doing it, and you're like, is this really Matthew McConaughey? But I genuinely think that is what he's like.
I think he's just laughing at us.
Yeah.
Like, he's laughing at us going, I'm going to try to make myself look stupid.
He's playing chess to our checkers.
And I'm still going to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because the one, he just leaves the party.
Right.
He just totally leaves
the
party.
And he's playing pool by himself at the party, which is weird.
And then just takes off.
He just leaves. It's his house because the car's in the garage and he just leaves. It's very weird. Then he jumps into his pool in the backyard.
Boom.
I don't know.
He's just the coolest dude in America. I don't know who's cooler.
You?
No.
Oh. Who's the comp?
Right. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't think there is a comp for Matthew McConaughey. All right, we're breaking down.
Denzel Washington's pretty cool.
Well, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, those two would be up for it. That'd be up for the battle.
I'd like a Robert De Niro in terms of movie stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's as philosophical as Matthew McConaughey is.
McConaughey never got to be, he never became some... I mean, he's a star, obviously.
He's never been in, a superhero movie or a blockbuster movie.
Right.
He's had good individual roles in things like Dallas Buyers Club, but he's never been
He's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
And he looks like the dude that you would walk into some random bar in Austin, Texas on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and he's down at the end of the bar just having a beer. Just eating some peanuts, having a beer,
he's
chatting.
He's the minister of culture at Texas, is that right? For the hoops and the football team, I think. He's
really?
The minister of culture. He's just some made-up position.
That's awesome. Denzel Washington's
a good call.
I think those two would battle it out for the coolest people.
Yeah.
The coolest dude in America. Those two.
Get on board with that.
I don't think there's any doubt. Any females out there, we're gonna leave this to you. Who's the coolest? Denzel or Matthew McConaughey? I want to hear from them. 359-2255. Not on the phone line. Just text that in. All right, let's go. We're going to go around the world of Big Ten football, so we're going to hustle through. Yeah, kind of. We're going to hustle through the Illinois football schedule for next season. Can we just rip off the first three, and we know those are wins?
Illinois State at home, UConn at home, Bowling Green at home, bye week.
Okay, so you're 3-0. I don't like the bye week.
Is there an easier slate in college football than that?
There can't be.
Right.
Bowling Green isn't even a good MAC team. UConn, the game was oddly close this year, but now you get them at your place.
Yeah, well, we said that this year, and then Eastern Michigan beat us.
That's true.
Then you got Rutgers.
So then you go to at Rutgers. The point is you have to be 4-0.
Yeah.
You have to be.
So you're 4-0.
Now you get... two more home games out of your next three. So the schedule sets up favorably because you get, what is it, one, two,
six
three,
of
four,
seven,
six,
right?
of se- six of eight.
Oh, six
to start
of eight.
The year at home. So you go at Rutgers, at Nebraska, two straight weeks.
Okay, so you're at Nebraska. Adrian Martinez, of course, it would be back. He'd be a junior. A lot of Big Ten teams were lucky this year they didn't have to face him because he's good.
Next year feels like the year to me that they'd actually be good.
Yeah.
you know, it's one of those things where the expectations are there and they don't perform, so then everybody goes the other way on them and then they do.
And then they do. I could see that. All right, so that's a tough 1-5.
Are we predicting? Are we going like 4-1?
Yeah, let's go 4-1.
Okay, so then you get Purdue and Minnesota at home back-to-back week.
Okay, so I'm going to bring Alec in here. Purdue is a team, I think you can beat Purdue. All right, especially here at home. I'm giving that because you're at home, Derek. You win that game. Is that fair? You got a lot of momentum going. You're 4-1. I think you beat Purdue at home. Would you say?
Why not?
Okay.
Then you might as well get to bowl eligibility in October and beat Minnesota. Yeah, but I'd say you split that just to be cautious.
That's fair. Now, Alec, you did some research on Minnesota. What do they have coming back?
They have a lot coming back. The starting quarterback, Tanner Morgan's back. He's obviously having a really good year. He's had two games this year where he's had a completion percentage over 90. They are losing their top running back and one of the better receivers in the Big Ten. The running back is Rodney Smith. He'll be gone. And then Tyler Johnson, he had a couple drops against Illinois earlier this year, but he has 50 receptions, 730 yards, 8 touchdowns. But you're replacing him, not really replacing, I guess, but Rashad Bateman, he has better numbers this year for Minnesota. He will be back again next year. Defensively, their best defensive back, Antonio Winfield Jr., he will be back. He has 42 tackles, a forced fumble, and listen to this, 7 interceptions.
He's wow. Wow.
And then
he might not be back.
They are losing their best linebacker.
Okay.
He has 23 tackles and 4.5 sacks in Carter Coughlin. So Minnesota looks like they'll be solid again.
Wait, he only has 23 tackles?
According to ESPN, yeah, but 4.5 sacks is pretty good.
Yeah, maybe tackle for loss, or that'd be too many.
No, I can probably pull it back up, but
it doesn't matter.
It looks like Minnesota's going to be good, especially because PJ Fleck is clearly a really good coach.
Okay, and we're going to pull you back up for Indiana here in a second. So I'm with you, Trevor. Let's say we
5-2.
Let's say we split that 5-2. Now where do you go?
Then you go at Wisconsin,
5-3.
You're not beating them 2 years in a row.
No, I don't think so, especially there.
Iowa at home.
Why not? Nate Stanley would be gone, right?
Correct.
Espinesa would be gone. Yeah, I say we win that game.
6-3.
Yeah.
Then you go at Indiana.
Alec, Indiana's having a great year. They're 7-2. What does Indiana bring back?
So Tom Allen brings almost more back, I think, than Minnesota does.
Oh, wow.
So they have played 2 quarterbacks this year, and Michael Penix Jr., he has over 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. And then they also bring back Peyton Ramsey. He has over 1,300 yards as well, but he only has 9 touchdowns. The two have combined for just 7 interceptions on the season, too, so that's impressive. Running back, the starting running back comes back. Their top 2 wide receivers are both back, and their starting tight end. So their top 3 pass catchers are all back offensively.
So all their offense is
back. I believe they lead the Big Ten in passing yards.
That's right. And I think completion, like offensive efficiency, is that one? Yeah, I think you're right. Now, we don't know about the line. That could make a big difference if you lose a lot on the line, but
I thought you meant the betting line for the game.
Yeah, not quite yet. Not quite. So how about on defense?
Defensively, they lose linebacker Rakeem Jones. He has a sack this season. They lose linebacker Michael McFadden. Actually, he's actually back next season. My bad.
Okay.
He has half a sack. Defensive lineman DeMarcus Elliott is back as well. Their defense isn't as great as their offense, what's coming back. But, man, their offense is explosive
now, and
it doesn't really look like it's losing much. And hats off to Tom Allen, too, for getting that program to be a respectable
Thanks for
level.
Doing all that. You wrote down a lot of stuff there. I appreciate it, Alec. All right, so this game is at Illinois.
At Indiana.
At Indiana.
Oh, it's at Indiana.
So you're 6-3, you're saying?
Let's get a primetime game in Bloomington in November.
We're going to do our show there.
Yes.
We're doing our show there.
Okay.
So we had them.
If you're saying you beat Iowa, I'd say you at least do the toss-up between Iowa and Indiana and go 1-1.
Okay.
So 6-4.
Okay, 6-4. So we're right back where we started.
Then this is the game. The game.
Okay.
This is game day comes to Illinois for the first time ever.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State at home.
Oh, wow. 6-5.
And that was easy.
And then at Northwestern.
So really, it's only setting up for 7-5.
Now, here's the thing. This schedule is so backloaded and so front easy that I feel like you really need to load up on the front half of the schedule.
Big time.
Because your last 5 are Wisconsin on the road, Iowa at home, Indiana on the road, Ohio State at home, Northwestern on the road.
So what's the worst? Okay, so we all agree probably 7-5 as we look at it there.
I'd say so, yeah.
What's the ceiling and the basement? Let's go basement first. So the basement would be.
I still think you start
off 4-0.
If you, I still, well, be careful with that. I mean, it's Illinois football here. The basement.
That's true. That's what the basement is. Going back to being Illinois football.
Okay,
one,
that's fair.
1 year and back to, because we've seen that before.
We have.
You'd be 4-0 regardless. I think.
I do too.
You'd lose at Nebraska, lose to Purdue, lose to Minnesota, lose. You'd go something like 5-7.
Okay, I'd five. Say. Let's say 5-7 in the basement. The ceiling. Can you get to 9?
Sure. If you beat Nebraska, both Purdue and Minnesota, and then one of, if not both of Iowa and Indiana,
okay,
that gets you to 8 right there.
That would be 8 or 9, yeah. So, okay.
Now, the interesting part to me is from a narrative perspective, and we were talking about this during the break, if for some reason this team just keeps riding this ridiculous momentum, say they get to 8 or 9 wins this year, of course you take it.
Oh, yeah.
But then say they go 6-6 next year, and it's understandable, right?
Sure.
Because of the schedule, and say they don't. They don't fail the eye test, they'd still pass it, but they go 6-6. Then suddenly people are saying, well, Lovie Smith went from 9 wins to 6.
Right.
Even though this kind of feels like a no time to talk, jump on the bandwagon.
Oh.
Like things are just rolling.
And with a perceived easier schedule next year, right?
Right.
I mean, we talk about that, but then we go through it and it's like, I don't know, can we get to 7?
I guess that's the only reason I'd guard against going for like 9 wins right now.
That's fair.
Even though, of course, you take 9 wins and you can
My argument is I'll take it when I can get it.
As a Bears fan, enjoy it while you can.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Take it while you can, and then we'll see what happens next year. And, of course, we didn't think you'd beat Wisconsin this year. We didn't probably think you'd go to Purdue and win. So, I mean, you know, already they've done – we didn't think you'd go to Michigan State and win. And so if a couple of those things happen next year, I mean, is there a chance Illinois could be just good? I mean, I know they're good this year. They've won 6 games, but – you know, Purdue was in a rainstorm.
Right. No,
you played Rutgers. Michigan State was losing like 3 of their top guys.
The schedule next year sets you up with that nice 4-0 cushion that I feel like you almost have to be at least okay, right?
I'll tell you what, I think that Nebraska game becomes huge.
Yeah, because you're 4-0 going into that game.
If you could win in Lincoln, you know you have 2 home games
Purdue
in a
Minnesota,
row.
Yeah.
Wow. You could probably get close to selling out Memorial Stadium.
If you would.
Nebraska and you're 5-0, hosting Purdue and Minnesota.
And so, but then what I was saying is if you're 5-0 next year and say they don't lose again this year, that would be 8 in a row to close this season. Or no, I'm sorry. That would be 7 in a row if they won the bowl game to close this season plus 5. That'd be 12 in a row.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Some scary math right there.
If that happens, we're all going to laugh at how far ahead of ourselves we're getting.
We're going to week.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey is coming on the show.
All right.
Can we effort him?
If Illinois were playing Texas, I bet we could.
I mean, can we just effort him for the heck of it?
I don't know. That's like tier A1 plus people to contact.
There's no way you get him.
Just tell him we're having a debate between him and Denzel Washington. Who's the coolest, and we need him to help us.
The Bob Odenkirk level might be something we can reach. I don't know about the Matthew McConaughey level.
Okay, that's probably true. And by the way, we have no text in on who the coolest is.
Denzel. Well, you limited to one gender.
Well, I thought maybe, okay, then everybody. Denzel or McConaughey? I don't even know how to spell McConaughey. Just say Matt. Matt or Denzel. And maybe that just explains it right there. If I say Matt.
I don't know who you're talking about. If you say Denzel, I do.
If I say Matthew.
I still don't know who you're talking
about. Okay,
so if you say McConaughey.
Well, sure.
But I think Denzel wins.
Denzel's got the first name association thing going on.
Yeah, I think he
wins. What about like Morgan Freeman? He's not quite the same level of cool, is he?
No.
He's been in everything.
It's like you say De Niro, you don't say Robert.
Right, yeah, that's true.
They were like Samuel L. Jackson.
Say Jordan, not Michael.
Yeah, but if you get that first name.
Yeah.
Like if you're D.
But the thing is, it's only because his first name is Denzel.
I know, that's
if his
a cool
first name
man.
Were Joe, no one would. Like,
McConaughey goes, hold on, my first name is Matthew. What am I supposed to do with that? There's nothing wrong with a Matthew.
So you're saying that you'll go with LeBron because it's his first name over Jordan because Jordan's the last name?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're doing right here?
I'm not getting in that argument. And I am, by the way, a Jordan guy.
Right.
I am definitely a Jordan guy.
For the record.
Do we have time for Around the World of Big Ten Football?
Sure.
Let's do it next.
Speed.
All right. It is the drive.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Turkey rules this time of year. Turkey sandwiches, turkey sausage, turkey casserole, turkey wraps, turkey soup, turkey salad, turkey tacos.
Enough with the turkey already.
When you've had enough turkey, make it Rosati's Pizza. They're thankful for you this holiday season. So you know when you hear,
not another turkey.
You should call Rosati's Pizza at 328-2334. That's 328-2334.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neilabur Wash in Savoy or drivechampaign.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arborist Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Chef Thad Morrow talks about the newest restaurant in Champaign-Urbana. It's Naya Restaurant, located at 212 East Green Street.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for a date night. You know, you can, you know, come to, you know, campus town. You can stroll around. You know, it's actually fantastic to see all the activity on campus. Come in, sit at the bar, have a glass of rosé, or and then, like, you know, or a cocktail. And then sit at the table and, you know, have a little dinner.
Dinner and drinks are waiting for you at the new Naya Restaurant. 212 East Green Street, Champaign, in the heart of campus town.
It's that time again to award the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Week 11 MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Hunter Anderson of the Paxton Buckley Lota Panthers. Hunter Anderson was involved in all the action in PBL's 27-7 second-round win over the Farmington Farmers. Anderson scored two touchdowns in the contest, with one of them being on a blocked punt attempt in the second half of the elimination game. Anderson this season has rushed for more than 1,200 yards this season. He has helped PBL average 35.1 points per game this season. The Paxton Buckley Little Panthers traveled to Princeton, Illinois to take on the number one seed in the northern half of the 3A state tournament in the form of the 10-1 Princeton Tigers. Congrats again to Hunter Anderson and the rest of the PBL Panthers for advancing to the IHSA quarterfinals. Good luck against the Princeton Tigers. The MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Two men in a truck have declared November as Don't Hire a Turkey to Move You Month. Two men in a truck will continue to send out professional movers on every move. No day labor or movers that make this sound. Two men in a truck moving professionals will always be in a clean, matching uniform void of feathers. Contact Two Men in a Truck for your free, accurate estimate at twomenchampaign.com. Movers who care.
Stay in the know with alerts from Prospect Bank. Our alert messaging system has been enhanced and now offers more notification opportunities than ever before. Do you want to know when a transaction occurs on your account or a balance hits a certain threshold? Log into online banking at bankprospect.com or through our e-mobile app to start utilizing alerts and never miss another notification. Sign up to receive alerts via email, text message, push notification, or your online banking secure inbox. It's Smart, it's easy, it's Alerts from Prospect Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no one like you. No one else with the life you live or body you were born with. Just you. GNC for You is personalized daily packs delivered to your door each month. Packs with your name on them. Filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements. A regimen designed for the goals you have, built around a profile we developed from answers provided by you. And it's from GNC, a name you trust. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You. Take the free quiz at GNCforYou.com.
I'm Diane Ducey, visiting with Calvin with Crunch Fitness, and they are coming to Champaign in the old Toys R Us location. Miles of cardio, free weights, group fitness, tanning, and you said childcare too?
Yes, we do offer childcare. We got to make sure everybody has a chance to work out.
So the first 500 just pay a buck, and Thursday, November 14th is when we're going live with this offer. But at midnight on Thursday the 14th, you can visit CrunchChampaign.com.
You can sign up using promo code CRUNCH500, $1 down.
And get in on this deal. CrunchChampaign.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is the drive with Tay and Piper. Well, we figured out Illinois football.
Yes.
For next year. Let's redo what we started the show with. It was signing day for a lot of not just basketball around the country, but a lot of programs. Baseball, you know, I'm talking college here. Baseball, softball, I think softball. Yeah, it was. I know softball. That's true. Men's golf, or golf, excuse me. I don't know why I said men's. All the basketball, all that stuff. Brad Underwood got the big commitment today from Andre Curbelo. He signs his national letter of intent. Is it official now with Coleman Hawkins?
I haven't gotten the announcement yet.
Okay. But we assume that Coleman Hawkins is going to sign.
He tweeted today that he'll sign at 3 o'clock West Coast time.
Oh, okay.
Pacific to be exact. And then he's also going to have some kind of a signing ceremony or event here in town. Okay. I meant to say this. They play Friday night and Saturday night at Centennial High School.
Oh, wow.
So Prolific Prep is coming to town with Coleman Hawkins, Namari Burnett, and Jalen Green, who's the number 3 player in the country.
Holy cow. Now, the last time an Illinois guy came into, was it Parkland, right? Was that Jalen Coleman Lance?
That was Tijon Lucas.
Or Tijon Lucas, that's right.
And someone from Centennial undercut him on a layup. Tijon.
I don't mean to laugh.
Broke his leg.
I remember that. So let's hope that that doesn't happen to Coleman Hawkins, but a good chance for Illinois fans to get out and watch him.
8 p.m. Friday, Prolific Prep against St. Louis Christian, and then 6 p.m. Saturday, they play against Aspire Academy from Louisville.
Now, what is this?
It's called the Shambana Classic. It's pretty much Prolific Prep is running this event to have Coleman get a chance to play in front of a line of fans.
Okay, so a chance at Centennial Friday and Saturday to see Coleman Hawkins. All right, so Coleman Hawkins will be part of the crew. Andre Curbelo, we hope Adam Miller joins this crew as well. And if he did, then you'd have, that would be your 3-man class. And then Bernard Kuma, he's still kind of up in the air. He's playing for a JUCO right now.
Yes.
Okay. So
Down in Texas.
When does Illinois play again?
Monday against Hawaii.
Oh.
They play 3 games next week, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Like
Monday,
5
Wednesday,
days.
And over the weekend.
Okay. So.
But a good week, a necessary week off to practice and get some things right. I was going to ask you, we didn't mention this yesterday, what grade would you give Illinois basketball for their first week?
Oh,
3 games in 6 days.
Probably. I mean, it'd probably be a C.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you what helps it get to a C is you went 2-1 and you didn't lose to anybody you shouldn't have. What doesn't help is that you went to overtime with Nicholls State at home. I know they beat Pitt.
Yeah.
And then Grand Canyon, I mean, I think that's a tough atmosphere. I know they lost to the NAIA team. I think a lot of Power 5 schools would see the same kind of fate, if you will. It wasn't a fate, but they'd see the same kind of game, if you will, if you went and played at Grand Canyon that early in the season.
You couldn't have thought that was going to be that easy,
No, I didn't. I didn't think it'd be that easy at all.
Yeah, the atmosphere was nuts.
So I would probably give them, I'll say C+.
Does it matter that they lost by 21 to Arizona?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Do you give them any kind of credit for the fact that the first half was really darn fun and they looked good?
I do. I give them credit for that. I think if that game ends, if Illinois holds that game within, let's say, the line, which was 7 or 8, if Illinois finishes within 5, 6, 7 of that, I would give Illinois a B.
Yeah,
for the
I agree with that.
Instead of a C. And probably I'd give them a C plus only because, again, the biggest thing they need to do for me this year is don't lose any. You cannot have any bad losses.
You're right.
Because you do not have that many winnable. What am I trying to say? You don't have that
quality
many
win, quality opportunity wins. For quality wins.
So I would say C plus against, you know, and you got, I think you give them the plus because you had to go, you went on the road. First of all, I mean, your second and third game of the year, which is unheard of for a Power 5 team. Only one other one did it, right, this year. So you went on the road to play, and not just on the road. You went out west and played at Grand Canyon, which is a really good atmosphere. And then, of course, against the top, which I think by the end of the year, a top 10 team in Arizona. I think
they look really, really good. They also had 4 days to get ready for that game where Illinois had 4 day-to-hours.
That's fair. And that is fair, and I think that matters.
Right. But I would say, I said C minus.
Okay.
Because the Nicholls State game, the fact that you very well could have lost that game. This is also factoring in, you got a big turnover problem to figure out.
Oh, amen.
Georgie, you got to get him right. Mm-hmm. Foul trouble. And that kind of plays into more of Illinois' issues they have to clean up. But then also, as you mentioned, Arizona may very well be the only tournament team you played in the non-conference.
Yeah.
And if you look back and say the only tournament team you played non-conference, you lost by 21, it doesn't look great.
No, and we're discounting like a one of these teams.
Yeah, if Nicholls State somehow wins the Southland Conference tournament.
No, I agree. I mean, it doesn't. I don't think it looks great on your resume if the only team that is going to make the tournament in the non-conference schedule, they beat you by 21. Yeah. Now, it was on their home court.
Sure.
It was a quick turnaround from a Friday. So I think there are things that you would take into consideration.
Yeah, you're only down one with 12 minutes to go.
Right.
You might have gotten tired. I'm telling you, that first 30 minutes of that game
was great basketball.
A lot of fun. Oh. I was like, this is high level.
That was fun to watch. And that Arizona team is going to be a fun team to watch this year. I think the Pac-12's in for good luck with that team because they're only going to get better, right?
Nico Mannion will be appointment television the rest of the year.
Man, he's good. All right, we didn't get to around the world of Big Ten football. My apologies, but now we already have a segment taken care of for tomorrow.
Along with Trev's ticket,
that's right. We're going to get out of here. And, yeah, we got Trev's ticket tomorrow. That's right. So I got to figure that out. I got to figure out what I'm doing. Mike Schilt, manager of the year in the National League.
Let's mention that again.
And the Cubs hired Dan Kantrowitz, new scouting director.
Okay.
Former Cardinal. You're in good shape, Cubbies. I'm kidding. I'm out. See you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your locally owned Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. We're offering our...
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.